This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the process. Seriously. You know, I want you involved. I want you part of the process. I want you engaged. So head up to the website. TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can sign up for the weekly email blast. That's not a hard one. Just a little box up top. Give me your email address. If you don't like what you see, you don't like what you're seeing, you could simply, let me see. Take your name out. Just unsubscribe. That's all. I think it's amazing. All right, that we can't figure out, and not just with me. I was talking to a couple of other guys today, kind of do what I do, and people are afraid to sign up, right? Because they don't want to get all this junk. Well, then you unsubscribe if you really feel like it's junk. You unsubscribe. But remember, the way we get paid, the way we make money, is by what we sell. On the websites and you know, in our stores and that kind of thing. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's nut stuff happening everywhere, and it's getting worse and worse and worse in California. But the global cooling, warming, changing alarmists must be having a real problem today. You know why? Because to the horror of all of them, global cooling is back. Remember the global warming? And it was out of control, and we were going to be in so much trouble. And my, you know, we wouldn't be able to generate enough electricity to turn the air conditioners on, to cool the place down. Remember all of that? I'm going to do that later on in the show, by the way. We're going to go with Earth Day coming up. We're going to do the whole thing about all the predictions that didn't happen. Would you keep going to somebody who kept, you know, I mean, would you go to a stockbroker who kept predicting incorrectly how you were going to make money? What stocks you should buy? I mean, seriously. A doctor who kept screwing up? This goes all the way back to, according to the article, around 1250 A.D., records show the ice packs began showing up farther south in the northern Atlantic glaciers. They began expanding on Greenland. And they were threatening those people from about 1275 to 1300. Right? Summers began cooling in northern Europe after about 1300 AD. It negatively impacted growing seasons and all that other great stuff. I'm trying to get this quick here. 1315 to 1317, the glaciers kept expanding. And it gone on for a while, right? The colder weather started. The very first frost on the River Thames, well, the first frost that anybody actually recorded, happened in 1607, 1608. You've got all this going on, right? And they talked about ice being persistent in Lake Superior back in June of 1658. Right? Family says back 17th century or so, famines had spread. You've got all this stuff going on in the world because of global cooling at the time. Right? Even South Africa was showing colder weather back then. But then something happened. Right? Things started to flip. And we went through years of global warming. Sounds like a cycle here. You know, anybody knows this, but one of the major glaciers back in the 1700s, cold glacier, was called the Mueller Glacier. Doesn't he look cold when he's talking? Anyway, you know, you look at this as what's happening, right? And the alarmists are telling you, oh my God, global warming, it's here, it's going to, all these things it's going to do, so we're going to talk about that later on. And now, what are they going to do now? Now, you know, you realized a few years back, they don't call it global cooling anymore or global warming. Now they're calling it, you know, climate change again. Doesn't the climate always change? I'm just asking. And it's actually a cycle, the Atlantic, that runs about every 20 or 30 years. Right? That the water gets colder, then it gets warmer, then it gets colder. It's a cycle of the Earth, apparently. Now, I was getting the biggest kick out of this when these guys, you know, they go to town on this stuff to get you all ginned up. Well, they get me all ginned up and worried. But they do this stuff, and now they have to admit to the fact that all that global warming. Now, you won't find that in any mainstream article. You won't find it anywhere. And the global cooling that they're talking about could, you know, I mean, if you look at the cycles of the Earth, it runs about 200 years, 250 years. So, and here's the other thing. They said that German meteorologists talked about how in 2013, it was actually starting off to be one of the coldest years of the century. Again, how they tie that to global warming, how many hits off the crack pipe they have to take to make that happen, I don't know. Santa Gibb joins me after the break. Maybe he can explain this to me. We'll be back in a minute. You'll see the real side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. I mean it sincerely. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation. I know you didn't tune in tonight for me. You tuned in to listen to this guy. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Always a pleasure to have him with me. He's our... I better not say like you're our spy overseas, because they'll come get you once you're over there.
Yes, I'm the British correspondent for the show.
Oh, we're getting up there. We had an Israeli correspondent, but we lost him, and And a few, we had our Baltimore correspondent, you know, but he doesn't like that anymore. But anyway, let me ask you a question. You heard the what the Queen said last week or about Obama, and she heard the chattering of a helicopter. And she said, oh, that sounds like Obama and Trump talking. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. But I did hear that there are whispers that the Obamas are persona non grata with regards to the royal wedding, if that happens, because that's apparently, you know, possibly on the rocks now. But that's music to my ears that they don't want the Obamas there. That's kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
That's cool. I mean, at least they didn't play PC. I mean, look at how old is the Queen? Is she 90 and change?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, really, what are they going to... Well, she's a queen. What are they going to do to her? I love old people who have no boundaries anymore. You know what I'm saying? What are you going to do to them?
Not a lot, and especially with the queen. But what is particularly pleasing to me is how things are going full circle. Because, you know, the Democrats, you know, have had this campaign for so long to diss the Donald. And, you know, his approval rating is kind of back up to 50% and rising.
Right.
As I predicted, because of how good a job he is doing. So even kind of in British circles, people are actually saying, well, clearly Donald Trump is not that bad, which is kind of good. But he's had to earn his cookies. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, earn his cookies? That must be a British term. Got to be.
It is.
All right.
I'm here to educate you, Joe, so, you know.
Well, you know, and it's true. I mean, how long can you go after? Look, he's going to have here shortly, if the little Asian guy decides to get with him, what are they going to do about that? Think about this. You think you get any credit for being the first president in 60 years to get North Korea to the table? Will he get a Pulitzer Prize? Peace Prize?
Oh, that little Asian guy. I thought you meant Ted Lieu.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally think that that has to be a very huge achievement, a bigly achievement for any American president, let alone Donald Trump. But yeah, that has to kind of surpass you know, being a community organizer, doesn't it? Let's face it.
No. The best one I like is he got the Obama cut the Peace Prize before he even got into office, right?
Yeah, wasn't it? Whose backside was he kissing to get that? That's what I want to know.
Well, no. So he got it before he got into the office, before he did anything. And here, I want to see what happens. When this actual, you know, what did they come out today? The North Koreans said that they will stop all nuclear, you know, they're not going to move forward at all with their nuclear program. And they're even going to, I don't know if they said it would dismantle, disassemble, whatever, one of their plants that puts all that together. So,
I mean, nothing. And it's very pleasing because, you know, look at, you know, these big mouths like, Rosie O'Donnell, who's been saying for months, he's going to be impeached, he's going to be this, he's going to be that. By the end of the week, by the end of the month, you know, Donald Trump is so crazy that he's going to start a war with North Korea. And the interesting thing is this tough stand is what has brought this about. Because if he'd caved like weak-kneed Barack Hussein Obama, we would not be having this conversation right now. So it is this tough stand that is making a difference. Because let's face it, in the eyes of the world, while Obama was you know, on the throne, it seems that we were seen as weak, and that bothers me.
Oh, yeah. No, we couldn't. But Xander goes further than that. It's not just that they thought we were weak. They didn't trust us. They couldn't trust us. Allies couldn't trust us to come to their aid. You know, I mean, our enemies couldn't trust us, but they knew that we wouldn't fight back. You know, not without notifying them, giving them a 24-hour notice that we were coming for them. I mean, it was just crazy, you know?
Oh, you hate us? Let's give you $50 billion and lots of weapons.
and it just never stopped from there, you know? And again, you know, Obama, they touted his diplomacy and how great he was and how he was able to get things done without force. You can't get a bully to comply without force. That's the problem here. when they're trying to teach these kids how to be kinder, be better with people, but you're dealing with a bully. Bullies don't respond to kindness and gentleness.
No. Let's go hug a terrorist. I mean, where did that get us, you know?
Well, you know, again, it's sad that they lost their lives, but there was a few stories we did over. I think one was a woman who went from here to there, and she wanted to go talk to them. She, you know, they didn't have enough love in their lives. She found out that the Taliban, they grew up without moms around. And I'm thinking, wow, you are sick. This is not the U.S. where you can get away with some of this crazy stuff. You go to some of these other countries, guess what? You go to jail for this stuff. You get shot right on your way to jail because they don't want to put up with you.
Absolutely. And the ideology that, you know, if you go to support the Taliban or ISIS and then want to come back to the UK or the United Kingdom and everything should be hunky-dory and we should welcome you with open arms. It's like, you know, you're a traitor. You made your bed. You lie in it.
Yep. No, I agree with you. And I think that's what we should start doing now. We should start making sure you go to join a group that is 180 degrees against this country and bent on coming down on this country. You shouldn't be allowed back in. You should have to be checked out, go through some kind of training. And even then, well, maybe you can hang out at Gitmo and scrub the floors or something. I don't know.
But how can we trust you after that? In fairness, how can you be trusted after that? If
you've
gone to get in bed with our enemies, yep, and then you want to come back and join us again, how can we ever trust you?
All right, well, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit to the Real Side on GCN Live. Xander Gibb is with us, like he is every week. Don't go far. A lot more fun after the break. Have you been able to get back on, or had a chance to get back on AK show? Andrea Kay?
No, I went on a couple of weeks ago. But that's it. And she asked me, I love Andrea. I have a great relationship with her.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. This is my Lipitor commercial, right? I mean, what is it? The Earth, Wind, and Fire song where the guy is actually mowing the lawn while playing Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I'm thinking, nobody. I don't know anybody who dances. The only thing that could make that commercial better or not come out of my brain is if that guy was in Speedos while he was mowing the lawn. I mean, I just, you know, he's got that belly hanging out like I do, and that would just, maybe you wouldn't even know what the commercial was about anymore. Anyhow, right. Let's move on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Always have a good time with him when he's here. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Hey, are you old enough or of the age? Do you ever remember Dr. Demento?
No.
You poor thing. You know, it was this guy would find the most whacked songs out there, you know, and stories about singers and bands and what have you. It was just always funny. Anyway, I don't know. I thought it came up in my head because I was thinking of the song and I'm thinking about some of the crazy commercials. We're starting to see, again, who dances. If any of you guys out there dance, send me a video of you dancing while you're mowing your lawn, and I'll get you some psychiatric care. Anyhow.
I thought you were going to say, who mows the lawn anymore? Never
well,
mind.
Well, that's true.
Dancing.
Well, oh God, I could get so much trouble for what I'd say. But anyway, I don't. I've
Be
decided
careful.
Not
your
to.
Your mom
you know?
Is in the chat room.
Well, you know, oh, yeah, well, you know, in California, what was it, about 6 months ago, 7 months ago, you get fined for watering your lawn. So if you had a green lawn, they would watch over your house and see how you keep it green because, you know, we had the water problem because we in California send our clean, filtered water into the ocean. Doesn't that make sense?
It's one state that really kind of makes the mind boggle. You know, you can't feed the homeless. You can't go and give them a haircut in the park. You can't water your lawn. You can't collect rainwater. I mean, what next? I mean, anyone would think that the city was run by liberals, really.
Cool. Well, we've been doing stories all week long about Los Angeles County, Los Angeles City. They are pushing a law, pushing an ordinance, where you may have to take a homeless person onto your property. And What they're doing is they're building those little homes in the excess of property that you have. There's a lot of Los Angeles lots that are pretty deep. And so now, think about this. This is the first step of socialism. They look at you and go, well, you don't need all that land. We're going to take that little square. We're going to take like a 10 by 20 sliver, and we're going to put a little home on there, and a homeless guy's going to live. And you can afford the extra electricity. You can afford. Like, are you serious? This is what they're going to be doing.
So the ideology is that you work hard all week and I'm paying for someone else. I mean, aren't we back to the liberalization of the planet? Oh. I mean, we should all be helping people as much as we can. But in fairness, and you can send your emails to xandergibbetidontgiveacrap.com, but should we be moving them onto our property and feeding and clothing them and paying for everything else? But you are right. It is a socialist step.
Oh, and again, to your point, you come home, you're going to take care of somebody else. I want to relax. I want to take care of my family. And if I have resources left over, if I, as you said, I'm going to look to help somebody else out if I can. But really, it's like on the plane, right? Grab the mask first, take care of yourself first, so you can take care of others. But, man, they're getting nuts in Los Angeles. I mean, not getting. They're getting worse. The boiling point is getting worse in Los Angeles. And I'm waiting for somebody really to pop out there because I could see that happening. I really do.
I mean, let's start and implement it and see what happens here. But let's actually start with those that live in the Hollywood Hills. Let's start with those multimillionaires that are actors and actresses and movie stars and singers and all of these things. And let's see how it worked out. Let's do it as a pilot program. Let's see how they cope with it. And we'll see how quickly it ends.
I hadn't thought about that, but you hit that right on the head. Those people live in the middle of the city on acres, not an acre, not a half acre, not a small square. They live in acres of lands in the city. They have those people that are against the wall. You know what they have, right? They have gates all over their homes. They have a security system. Those guys that are against guns, they got armed guards on the property or walls.
Why would you want to build a wall to protect yourself? I mean, it's ridiculous. Why would you want to have guns to protect yourself? It's ridiculous. No, I meant a side of my own property.
I always said that about Nancy Pelosi. She's got a humongous piece of property. You want to take the refugees in. You want to care for those poor little refugees. Put them on your property. You could put 1,500 up there easily. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Let's move them all into Maxine Waters' backyard.
Oh, God bless America. So you had a big announcement. I don't want to steal your thunder, but I guess you don't like the party anymore. You're leaving the party. You don't want any part of the party.
I'm not definitely leaving the party. It's something I'm considering. I mean, I'm a conservative. My soul is conservative, if it's possible for your soul to be conservative. But I'm just tired of how some Republicans are not supporting A, conservatism, and B, Donald Trump. Because what is the point in being a Republican if it's selective? But wouldn't that make us a Democrat then?
No, I agree with you. We don't have any Republicans, and I should say that. We have very few Republicans in D.C. They say the Republicans are in control. The Republicans aren't in control. There's a group of Washingtonians or people that temporarily take residence in D.C. that are in control, but it sure as heck ain't Republican conservatives, right?
No, absolutely not. And, I have to say, America, and, I know people listen internationally, the world has Donald Trump to thank for the fact that I call myself a Republican. And if some of you guys, you see, because I don't want to generalize, if some of you guys can't give him your full support, then I'm not sure I can give you mine anymore.
Well, see, they would say, so we're supposed to follow him over the cliff? No, you don't. If something he's trying to do is truly morally wrong, then of course it's a no. But if what he's doing is going to strengthen America, then you go, you get on board and you help push it and you help make it happen. There's no reason why you should still have 400 judges, federal judges, that he can't appoint to seats across the country. They're afraid of him.
Right. I've written extensively about this, and it's about single issue support. And, you know, as I even said on last week's show, there are lots of, there are things that I don't agree with, that Donald Trump says and does, but I still support the guy. And it's the difference between, giving your support and being a single issue supporter. But by the same token, I won't be a zombie and, right, like the Democrats and support every single issue, because I've lost my identity then if I do that, surely.
Yeah, I got in trouble because for years, and I still don't, I'm not a goose-stepping right-wing Republican. I'm not going to do, you know, the orders come down from above. Doesn't mean I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it if it's right and it makes sense and it helps everybody, but I'm not going to do it just because the people at the top want it. It makes absolutely no sense. And it we become hypocrites because we're doing exactly the thing that we told them we hated.
Right. But doesn't that make you a little goosephobic, Joe? Let's be honest.
Yes. Yeah. Just like the, what was the thing, the story this week about the goat yoga, right? Did you hear about that?
No.
Apparently, there are some places that are doing goat yoga where they're doing a yoga with the goat around, and the goat somehow participates, but goats are known to carry germs, so some people are, it's like, why do we have to tweak everything around? I guess yoga is good for you, and it's good for the body, and it's good for your muscles, but why do you have to, now you've got this overly hot yoga where it's steamy yoga and all that, I mean, how about you just do yoga? It works for so many people. Why change it?
I'm still reeling over the involvement of a goat. I mean, why not a pot-bellied pig? And if you don't, you know, if you're Jewish, you should still use a pot-bellied pig because, you know, otherwise you're pig-a-phobic. Isn't it? I mean, don't we get to these ridiculous proportions where we hear these things, and if we don't agree, we're all of a sudden we're a hater or phobic, or what are you, goat-a-phobic?
Well, look, we got to go for a break.
The world's come back.
We got to go for a break, but there was a university that was doing a play called The Mikado, and it was all about Japanese culture, and they were screaming on campus that these kids were, it was Japanese cultural appropriation. Just crazy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Be back more with Xander Gibb in just a few minutes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being involved in the conversation. Let me just get him back on. I enjoy him so much when he's on with us, and I know I gave him some things to think about during the break. How you doing, Dana?
I do good. If you check on therealside.com, you can purchase yourself a goat yogurt t-shirt.
I still don't know the significance of dressing the goat in a duck suit. I don't know what I'm missing.
You know that goat is going to be in therapy for years. Just imagine it lying down on the couch. There I was, you know, sending goat yogurt, and then they were dressing me up as a duck.
1 minute I'm chewing up the front yard, the next minute there's a bunch of people in the room. I don't know what happened. But anyway, and it doesn't get any crazier, right? Notice that story is not from the UK, it's from the US. So,
of course.
You know, we talked about this earlier, but the more I see these stories coming across, you know, North Korea is willing to accept a complete denuclearization without conditions. You know, and when you think about that, here's a guy that was willing to go to war. He was willing to lay off, set off whatever nukes he had. And now that little Asian guy over there has decided, well, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, Trump is not playing with that many cards, and this could be a problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm okay with that.
I do. Me too. But you know what I think? I think Kim Jong-un just needs a friend because he's really isolated himself. So maybe he has a food taster. Allegedly he had his stepbrother killed, you know, because his stepbrother was interested in his love interest. I mean, imagine being the love interest of someone like Kim Jong-un. That would be rather scary. You know, don't start writing to me, Kim, because you're not my type. You're a little too psycho for me. How would that read that like that one ad for a partner for
him?
Jung.
Oh, yeah. Sweet Jesus! I can't even imagine. You know, I got to tell you something though. Nobody's seen his wife for a while. So do you say that the other day? When was the last time you saw a picture of him and his wife together? Because she used to at least come out at some of the events and wave at people, you know, in her pretty little black dress. She was in mourning for some reason. But I haven't seen her in a while. I guess that's the color of the day over there.
Don't go there, Joe. Yeah. I think I would be in mourning if I had to spend my life being Kim Jong-un's partner. That would be the worst.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. All right. So we're back with the Chick-fil-A crap again. All right? The university students are freaking out on campus. And this is in Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, over a proposed Chick-fil-A outpost there on site. And he says, one of the people in the, this is their words, not mine, people, in the LGBTQIA+ community.
Oof, please.
Right, I take a breath. Said, I'm not going to give any of my gay dollars to Chick-fil-A. I'm sorry. I thought, when you lived in America, didn't you use the same money I did? I mean, had Lincoln on it. It wasn't like rainbow money or anything, right?
But wouldn't gay dollars be pink?
God.
I don't know. I'm asking for a friend.
What I love is this community can't even get together to decide how many letters they have, right? And now they're going to take a stand on Chick-fil-A. This is just craziness. And it's like, my God, you don't like what a company stands for. You don't like what they believe. Eat somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this still America? I remember when this all first erupted a few years ago, and I think I was a Democrat at the time, and I remember Sarah Palin and her husband, you know, being filmed, you know, going and eating at Chick-fil-A. Although I didn't think it at the time, I think, you know, good for you. Because the thing is that, you know, should we be telling private companies about what their philosophies should be? Unless it's Facebook or Twitter, of course.
Oh, God. This stuff, again, I go through this stuff, I read these stories, and I'm thinking to myself, this has got to be a small band. With every one of these issues, I don't care whether it's the safe rooms, the trigger warnings, the LGBTQA+ whatever group.
Yeah.
You know, it's a small group. Why doesn't somebody, not physically, but why doesn't somebody smack them down and get this over with? You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe what needs to happen is that David Hogg needs to be given, you know, a lifetime supply of those gorgeous Chick-fil-A sandwiches. And maybe he will, you know, turn on their competitors and get their sponsors and stuff to, you know, stop supporting them. Just a thought, you know.
The other thing I think is really funny is you take a kid like David Hogg. We used to call kids like that and notice I said kids, yeah, go ahead, write me. He's a kid. He's acting like one. He gets called one. But we used to call them, you know, spoiled brats. They were spoiled brats. They, you know, they got everything they want. This kid, though, is now totally entitled. He feels like he totally has a right to tell you and I what to think and what to do. And I did a piece about a speech that he made a while back, a few weeks ago. And basically what he said is, us old folks need to go away. That the states aren't going to change. America's not going to change. So we're gone. And then they're going to have a righteous community. I'm thinking, man, you are one sick, confused young individual, aren't you?
But I, In fairness, Joe, I don't think it is that he is a sick, confused individual. You know, money talks, and he's being paid to say this stuff. This guy is a this kid is a puppet for the DNC, for whoever wants to write his check. And I would be willing to put money. I would be willing to put the $20 in my bank account down as a bet to say that if we looked at his bank account, there would be money going in there from certain organizations and certain European gentlemen named George.
Yes. You know what? I got to tell you something. At his age, with what he's doing with his kind of money, it's like he's playing chess at home, right? I mean, being involved in everything that he's involved in, what he's doing, it's just crazy. So, I don't know. Think about something. He has made his money on the backs of failing countries. Did you know that? That's how he makes his money?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's kind of, there's something kind of immoral about making your money from these kinds of things and from bad situations. And, you know, if you're making your money off a school shooting, what does that say about you?
Yeah. Yeah. So before we run out of time, though, I know this is a story that you want to sink your teeth in because she's been silent for so long that it's time we finally give her some time on the show. So Hillary Clinton has now said, you know, they were never going to let me be president. I'm sorry, Mrs. Clinton. Everybody knows her more like Mrs. Clinton, you know, the first black president's wife. She said that they were never going to let me be president. And that's according to Comey, who said she had a meltdown just when she realized that she wasn't going to win. She started having a meltdown and she said, they were never going to let me be president. And I think about this, and I think about what's going on. The DNC's, you heard the DNC is now suing, I guess, Russia. I like this. How do you summon Russia to court? You know, Putin's gosh. Going, oh, my God, I got to go into America? What is this all about? I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope he's got good insurance.
Yeah. But, you know, you think about this with her. She won't take responsibility for anything. And that they she's talking about, whether she realizes it or not, is her own people because of the way they're doing things, the way they get the message out there. They did nothing to help that woman look like she was somebody you wanted to embrace.
Well, I just think I don't think this woman did herself any favors, and it's not just because about what we've known about her for the last 40 years, you know, being, you know, dishonest and corrupt and covering up for your husband and, you know, getting fired for whatever it was she got fired for. But even while in office, she was incompetent. You know, she lost all that money while she was in the State Department that was actually never found. And the thing is that if you're applying for a job that's of a higher status than the one that you had previously, surely the least you have to prove is that you were good at the job you did before, which makes you, you know, compliant for doing this job. And there was none of that. And, you know, the thing is, I know Hillary listens to the show. Hillary, the reason why you lost is because you're crap.
Well, according to this new book coming out, Chasing Hillary, 10 years, 2 presidential campaigns, and 1 intact glass ceiling later, she comes out and says, look, I know they don't like me. I don't care. They're never going to like me. It doesn't matter. I go, wow, you know, think about what she's saying. You know, she doesn't care what people think.
But isn't that the difference, Joe? It's about whether you're there to be popular or there to make money or there to make a difference. You know, I'm not here to be liked. I don't know about you. I'm actually here to make a difference, and I don't think she would know that concept. I don't care. I don't care. There are a lot of people out there that don't like me.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely fine. I mean, most of them I'm related to. But, you know.
Yeah, take a number, because my counter ran out of paper. I have to put more paper in. Hey,
yeah,
you gotta go. Tell people where to find you.
ZanzaGib.com.
I hate it. So easy for you. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Apparently, the FBI found years and years of data that was missing, and it was right there in their own offices. We'll be back in a few minutes.